Yeah, it's a fantastic turnout, and I hope that together we can do the topic justice. I'm not standing here as an expert in this topic, but my husband wishes I was, but I can't claim that at all. But I come from a position of real curiosity, interested in the topic. One of my colleagues said to me when I was talking about what I wanted to cover, and she said to me, it's interesting because, in actual fact, when I'm with a client, I'm quite comfortable when a client's talking about sexual abuse or their sexuality. But when they bring up something about sex and their sex lives, then suddenly I feel all quite embarrassed. And I think that's really what my focus is. So, with acknowledgement, of course, that those who are coming into any form of sort of sexual relationship or how they feel about themselves, if you've had trauma and things like that, obviously it's going to hugely impact. But what I'm going to try, and while I acknowledge that, try and keep to the more mainstream client you may come across, for want of a better word, and the sort of issues that they might bring. When I say I'm not an expert, I'm not. I'm just, as I say, curious, but you are your own expert. So what I would most like is for you to contribute any thoughts, any comments you have, because I'm learning as much as you are. And I think that's what we do as counselors. We just never stop learning and training and finding out things. And a lot of what I say tonight, I've researched, so I've got some facts, but I've also got a lot of my own opinion. I have loads of opinions, and you don't need to agree with any of them. In fact, I invite you to sort of put in your own thoughts or your own perspectives, because again, that's what's written, except Caroline is not going to, however, I see that way. But I think it would be really wonderful. Obviously, we all know it can be quite, like anything I think we cover, there can be certain aspects where people share that can feel quite, it can take a bit of courage actually to share certain things. So if we can, the usual, just respect each other, respect what other people have to say and their views, and as we say in counseling, just hold everyone safely, and try and keep things more or less confidential. As I say, that just comes with respecting what happens outside of here. With questions, I can talk the hind leg off a donkey. So please, you're not interrupting me. Ask questions. If something comes into your mind, rather, say it. Because I'm not a great fan of, at the end where it's the good old questions and answers, because I think by then your thought's gone and you might never come back to it. So by all means, anything that comes into your mind, I'd love to hear. And there's no question or thought that's daft or silly or anything, because 10 to 1 we're all thinking it and a bit afraid to say it. So okay, let's see how this goes then. So the study of sex is the beginning of all life. You all come from sex. Somebody's had sex to have you. Unless you come from a petri dish, for example, or something like that with fertility. But basically, you are born from sex through sex. It is on everybody's mind, whether you like sex, whether you loathe it, whether it confuses you, whether it scares you. People are always talking about it. And you're always going to have a response, even if it's maybe a bit unconscious. But there's something about it that's going on. In the media, at dinner parties, people talk about sex. But then sometimes I think we stick on the surface a little bit and we don't really delve into what we really feel about it. And I've found in training that I've done, there's a lot that's covered, as I say, about your sexuality, about sexual abuse, which are really tough topics, and they really need a lot of time and attention. We don't have time for that. So that's why I'm sort of putting that to one side, but with an acknowledgement of it. But in training as well, I find we do loss and we do culture and judgments and things like that. But I don't think we enough have a look at how do we feel about sex? What are we going to think and feel when a client is sitting in front of us and they've got some sexual issue? And I seem to be finding, and I don't know how the rest of you are who are working with clients at the moment, I'm finding more and more clients coming with sexual problems, and I'm noticing they are younger and younger and younger. And that is something that I want to address in one certain topic where there's certain things I cover. So I think it's, yeah, a really sort of relevant topic to cover. Yeah, D.H. Lawrence said, who wrote wonderful sexual stuff, and he said that it's a pity it's such a dirty little word. So when you hear the word sex, I do wonder what comes into your mind. Could be something like, oh, sex. Could be, sex. Could be, sex. Could be, oh, yes, sex. Could be, sex. Or it could be, sex. It can be anything. So I'm wondering what comes up for you when we talk about it. As I said before, whether you love it or loathe it, you can't escape it. It's around, it's conversation. It can be very deeply private or it can be quite overt. Right. The interesting thing is that although we are quite liberated, I think there's a lot of deep-seated things that go around with it. So my key areas, really, I think, for this evening, what I'd most like to achieve is to try and think about your clients. Where do they come from with their sexuality? What do they think about it? Where does it come from? And to look at all the issues that surround it. And therefore, that goes with you as the therapist. If you're going to work with someone who's struggling with sex for whatever reason, then you need to be comfortable with your own stuff. Or if you're not comfortable, that's also okay, but to be aware that you're not comfortable so that you can take it to supervision. So hopefully what I'm covering is not limited to, for example, a heterosexual relationship. It doesn't matter if you're gay, whether you've had sex before or not, whether you are single, whether you're in a relationship. The issues that I would like to address and the feelings around it hopefully will be relevant regardless. Okay. Okay. So, yeah, as therapists, of course, like anything we do, notice always your values, your assumptions, the things that come up, like you would with absolutely anything that we are looking at. Okay. Yeah, what's normal? What is normal sex? It's a really difficult word because everybody has a different form of normal. And really, it's what works for you. And so what is outside of what is usual and what works for you, you might then consider a perversion or a deviation or something like that. But that's where judgments can come in if we're not aware of it because, yeah, someone might like a variation of sex that you think is a bit weird or perverted. How do you work with a client if that's what you're thinking? So what is normal? Is it what you think? Is it what some expert who's written a textbook decides is normal? Is it what a doctor says is normal? For instance, yeah, your body temperature. So a scientist or whoever or doctor might say, yeah, your normal body temperature is 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit. Okay, but you might have a really low body temperature or you might have a really high body temperature, but that's your normal. That works for you. Or a doctor might say, when you've had your baby, then your uterus goes back to normal. But at different stages of pregnancy, your expanded uterus is normal for that stage of your pregnancy. So I would say that it applies then, yeah, with sex. Sexologists would obviously see certain things maybe as abnormal. So for instance, obsessive behaviors like always having to cleanse your genitals. Some people it just cannot ever make love unless the lights are out. And I know we all can have body hang-ups and things like that, but when it's the extreme that with whoever you just cannot, or some people can never feel that they can be seen naked with somebody. So if there's an extreme of something, then it could be sort of applied to being, yeah, a bit not normal.